The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again we bring a new episode for you of our program, The Second Caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab. In this program, as it is obvious by the title of it, that we speak about Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, who is the second Caliph of Islam, the second Amir al-Mu'mineen of Islam, alhamdulillah. Today again, we'll be talking about certain merits and virtues of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, especially regarding the lineage of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu and his kunya, his patronymic, that what beautiful patronymic kunya he has and what is the reason behind having that very kunya. But before that, inshallah, we'll cover the excellences of his lineage, which tribe did he belong to, and then we will move forward to discuss about his beautiful kunya. Before that, as usual, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutation upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated that he who sends salat upon me once, Allah Almighty showers 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we'll specifically discuss the lineage of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu in the first part of our episode, and later on we'll proceed towards the tribe, which tribe did Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu belong to, and then his kunya, his patronymic. When we talk about the beautiful lineage of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, we find it to be as following: Umar bin Khattab bin Nufail bin Abdul Uzza bin Riyah bin Abdullah bin Qurt bin Razah bin Adi bin Ka'b bin Luway Qurashi Adavi. So this is the lineage of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. And when the lineage reaches Ka'b bin Luway radiyallahu anhu, is the ninth great grandfather of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, this is where the lineage of his meets that of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So this is also one of the excellences that he possesses, that his lineage meets that of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam through nine chains. So upon Ka'b bin Luway radiyallahu anhu, his lineage meets the lineage of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And there's another beautiful fact over here, which inshallah we'll cover. But to understand that, let's first of all go from Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu and Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and go up in the lineage of their great grandfathers, uncover that very beautiful fact that we will inshallah mention. So we will together be taking the names of these personalities and go up in their lineage. So the Holy Prophet, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Then Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, Khattab. Then Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu, Nufail. Then Hashim radiyallahu anhu and Abdul Uzza. Then Abdul Munaf and Rayah. Then Sayyiduna Qusay radiyallahu anhu and then Abdullah. Sayyiduna Kilab radiyallahu anhu and Qurt. Then Sayyiduna Murrah radiyallahu anhu. Then Razah. Then Adi. And then Sayyiduna Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu. Over here, the lineage of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and that of the second Caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, meets Sayyiduna Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu. Then Sayyiduna Luway radiyallahu anhu. Then Sayyiduna Ghalib radiyallahu anhu. Then Sayyiduna Fahr radiyallahu anhu. And then Sayyiduna Malik radiyallahu anhu. Now Sayyiduna Malik radiyallahu anhu is the 58th great grandson of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So between Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Malik radiyallahu an, there are 58 generations. So this is another beautiful, fascinating fact that we've covered regarding the blessed lineage of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an, that at ninth great grandfather, his lineage meets that of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And when we continue further, we've also learned that Sayyidina Malik radiyallahu an was the 58th great grandson of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. There's a gap of 58 generations between Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Malik radiyallahu an, who again is collectively the great grandfather of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an. Now when we talk about the mother of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an, then we learn that the name of his mother was Hantama binte Hashim bin Mughira bin Abdullah bin Umar Maghzum. And Hantama, who was the mother of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an, she was the cousin of Abu Jahl. Now how is she cousin of Abu Jahl? Because Hashim and Hisham, they both were actual brothers, and Abu Jahl and Harith, they both were the children of Hisham. Whereas Hantama, the mother of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an, was the daughter of Hashim, who is the maternal grandfather of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an. So Hantama is the daughter of Hashim, whereas Abu Jahl is the son of Hisham. And Hashim and Hisham, they both are brothers. So Hantama and Abu Jahl, they both are cousins to each other, not brother and sister. When we talk about the tribe of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an, we learn that he belonged to the tribe of Adi bin Ka'b tribe, which was an Adnani tribe of Quraysh. And from the perspective of nobility and honor, it was no less than tribes like Hashim, Tam, Umayyah, Maghzum. It would also be considered amongst those tribes when it came to nobility and honor. Even though this very tribe, the tribe of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an, did not have any religious or political designation, and neither did it possess any wealth or riches in comparison to other tribes, but still, from the perspective of honor, respect, nobility, it would match tribes like Bani Abd Shams. Although worldly riches were not there in this tribe, but yet, because of their nobility, they were highly regarded. And this very tribe was a very prominent tribe amongst the tribes of Quraysh. Now this very status that this very tribe had was due to their knowledge, due to their wisdom, and due to their farsightedness. They had a rank of their own, an unmatched rank. And it was because of these very reasons that Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu was given different diplomatic designations and different roles regarding the judiciary system. It was this very wisdom and farsightedness that was present in this very tribe, Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, being a source of guidance, being a source of knowledge, being a source of wisdom, even in that era. So he radiyallahu anhu was deputed, was assigned many diplomatic roles, many judicial roles even at that very time. And because of these very reasons, because of the wisdom, the intellect, because of the farsightedness, we see people like Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail radiyallahu an, within the same very tribe of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an, who through their wisdom, through their farsightedness, through their spirituality, they abandoned the false faith that they were following and they came on the right path. They accepted Islam and they became adherent to the Tawheed, to the monotheism of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they upheld the flag of Islam. So in a nutshell, we come to know that the tribe of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu was very, very honorable. It was regarded very high, especially because of their wisdom, their nobility, and because of all these attributes. It was looked upon as a very, very revered and honorable tribe. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, carrying further, let's talk about the blessed name of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. It is stated that even during the era of ignorance, pre-Islamic era, which is, and during the time of Islam, during both these eras, the name of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh was Umar. Because there are some instances when a person's name was different in the pre-Islamic era, during the era of ignorance, and after embracing Islam, their name was changed. But Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, he had the same name even during pre-Islamic era, in the era of ignorance, and even after embracing Islam. Because what is the meaning of Umar? Umar means the one who keeps enlivened, keeps something enlivened, or someone who enlivens something. Now, when we talk about Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, it is stated in the books that because Islam was going to be enlivened through Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with the name Umar even before he embraced Islam. And because Islam was enlivened through Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, hence this very name Umar completely and fully befits his personality. It beautifully befits the personality of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. And similarly, it is stated that the era of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, that is specially known for the enlivening of Islam. The era of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh specially is known for the enlivening of Islam. So from this perspective as well, we can see that the name Umar perfectly befits the personality of our master, the second caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we've learnt that the name of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an was Umar even before embracing Islam and also after embracing Islam, and we've also unfolded some of the reasons, the meanings rather, of the name Umar. Now it is stated that the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu an, his name in the heavens is Farooq. His name in Injil is Kafi, and his name in the Torah is Mantaqul Haq, and his name in Paradise, in Jannah, is Siraj. Subhanallah. Look at the excellences of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an, that what beautiful names he's been given. In the heavens, he is known as Farooq. In Injil, he is known as Kafi. In the Torah, he is known as Mantaqul Haq. And in Paradise, in Jannah, he is known as Siraj. Now, Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh the name Farooq. So we also come to know that Farooq was also a name that was given to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh by none other than our master, the final messenger of Allah, the seal of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So Umar is also the name of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. So is Farooq. Farooq was the name given to him by the Holy Prophet, by the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And Farooq is also the name of Umar radiallahu anh in the heavens. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you would be fascinated to know that the kunya, the patronymic of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh was Abu Hafs, even though none of his children were called Hafs. Because normally, whenever kunya, the patronymic name of any person is kept, it is either kept on the name of any of their children, any of their sons or any of their daughters, or also because of a certain trait of a person. And this is also a sunnah which the Honorable Companions, alayhi muridwan, they abided by, then Tabain, Tabi'i Tabain, also abided by. And this tradition has been ongoing since that time and is also followed by the devotees of the Prophet even in today's day and age. And we should also keep patronymic names, kunyas, with the intention of following the sunnah. Now, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, his kunya is Abu Hafs. So when we come to know that kunya, the patronymic, is based upon the name of the children or any specific trait, but this wasn't the case for Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. Now if that wasn't the case, then how exactly this kunya, this patronymic, was given to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, Abu Hafs? Now regarding this, Sayyiduna Zayd bin Abi Awfa radiallahu anh states that once the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, that, O Abu Hafs, before accepting Islam, you were very harsh upon us. You were very severe to us. Then I supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what was that supplication? I supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He grant honor to Islam through you or Abu Jahl. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Islam honor through you. SubhanAllah. Within this beautiful statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this beautiful address of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we see that he alayhi salatu wasalam addressed Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh by his kunya, which is Abu Hafs. So over here, we come to know that this kunya, Abu Hafs, was given to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh by none other than our master, the final messenger of Allah, the seal of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Also, dear viewers of Madani channel, during the expedition of Badr, there was an occasion where a certain matter arose, and at that very moment of time as well, it was Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh who stood firm and he abided by the command of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and provided that assurance and tranquility to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence, even on that very day, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh as Abu Hafs. And this kunya patronymic was ascribed to him, it was given to him, and he was known as Abu Hafs. Other than this, dear viewers of Madani channel, we also know that in Arabic, Hafs means son of lion. Hafs is son of a lion. So keeping this in mind, we should know that the kunya, the patronymic name of a lion, would be Abu Hafs, because Hafs itself is son of lion. So what would a lion be called? Abu Hafs. So similarly, because our master, the second caliph of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sidra Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, is the lion of Islam, hence this very kunya, patronymic name, also fully befits his personality, Abu Hafs, father of lion. And also the progression and the benefits that Islam faced during the rule and caliphate of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh that was not experienced during the time of any other ruler or any other caliph. So from this very perspective as well, we can say that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh is undoubtedly the lion of Islam. Hence, keeping all these reasons and all these meanings in view, we should understand that the kunya, the patronymic of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh is Abu Hafs. And this kunya, as we spoke earlier regarding the name of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, which is Umar, as the name of Umar radiallahu anh fully and perfectly befits the personality of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. Similarly, in the same way, likewise, we would say that Abu Hafs, this very patronymic, the kunya, would also completely befit the personality of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. And especially when it is a case of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who blessed Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh with this very honor, with this very patronymic, with this very kunya, then who can say or argue anything after that, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows the best. And Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, the amount of sacrifices he gave for Islam, the amount of work he did for Islam, the level to which he took Islam, and then when we talk about the great insightfulness that he had, the great foresightedness that he had, the great characteristics that he possessed, the great passion to serve Islam that he possessed, the passion of serving the Ummah that he possessed, the passion of spreading justice all around that he possessed. Based on all these attributes and everything, we can wholly and fully duly say that the titles, the patronymic name, the actual name given to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, they're perfectly in line with his beautiful personality. And here we of Madani channel, we also do come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses certain individuals for certain tasks. So when we talk about Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, we learned earlier in our episode that his name was Umar even before his embracing of Islam and even after his embracing of Islam. Now, there could be many pearls of wisdom that we can derive from this. As when we spoke about, there have been many individuals whose names were changed after they embraced Islam. But this wasn't the case with Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, because his name was same Umar before and after. There was a great wisdom in that as well from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we touched upon earlier as well. That what does Umar mean? Someone who enlivens, or someone who keeps something enlivened. So from this perspective, we did cover that the element of enlivenment, you can say, or the enlivening that he brought to Islam, and he kept Islam enlivened, and the progression that Islam had during his reign, during his rule, during his caliphate, that was matchless. And from all these perspectives, from the perspective of keeping Islam enlivened, from the perspective of enlivening Islam, subhanAllah, from all these perspectives, we see the name of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh to perfectly befit his very personality. So dear viewers of Madani channel, just to summarize today's episode, first of all, we spoke about the beautiful lineage of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, that the lineage of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh meets that of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, 9 chains after, as we go up in his family tree. And then we also covered the Sayyidina Malik radiallahu anhu, who is the great grandfather of the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, as well as of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. The Sayyidina Malik radiallahu anhu was the 58th great grandson of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. There was a gap of 58 generations between Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Malik radiallahu anhu. Then we spoke about his beautiful name, that what are the meanings of his beautiful name, what name has been given to him in the heavens, what is he referred to as in Injil, what is his name in the Torah, and what is his name in paradise. So imagine an individual who has different titles, different names rather, in different heavenly revealed scriptures, and then in paradise itself, then imagine the rank of that very personality, that very individual. This is the one of the greatest of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he's provided us, he's given us a leader like Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, and we are his followers. And thereafter we spoke about his kunya, where we talked about Abu Hafs being his kunya and the reason for it and the meaning that Abu Hafs carries. And at the end, all we can say that all these attributes, all the praiseworthy qualities that we've been talking about regarding the names of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, regarding the kunya, the patronymic of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, they all fully, absolutely, duly befit the beautiful personality of our master, of our leader, the second caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. May Allah Almighty Shaba his choicest of mercies and blessings upon the blessed shrine of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, and forgive us all without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Amin sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
The second caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله